你造成损害的。
Some things might be questionable or they might be harmful to you.
啊，有人可能会说啊，你会啊，你会没有办法啊，胜过这个试探。
Some might even say you will be unable to overcome this temptation.
啊，所罗门王说，我不会的，我很有把握。
But King Solomon's response was that it wouldn't be so in his case, and he was confident.
哦，你看我好像在做愚昧的事情啊，其实我还是充满着智慧，我不会走偏差的。
You may think that I am doing foolish things, but I am full of wisdom, and I will not stray.
哦，我只是尝尝看而已。
I am just testing it out.
哦，我只是点到为止。
I am only just trying it out.
啊，很多时候我们也是充满这样的自信。
We will often have the same attitude of confidence.
啊，再请看第十节。
Let us also refer to verse 10.
凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因为我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
Verse 10. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them.I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor.
为什么所罗门王说我是狂妄的？
Why did King Solomon say that he was mad?
因为他觉得他不需要受到约束。
It was because he did not think he needed to be limited in any way.
他想要做什么，他就做什么。
He did whatever pleased him.
他想要做，而且他也有能力去做。
If he thought, if he wanted to do it, he had the ability to do it.
这也是我们很多人所向往的。
This is also something that many of us might seek.
当我想要做什么，我就去做什么，我就能做什么。
I do whatever I want.
我不愿意受到约束。
I don't want to be limited.
所以所罗门王说他是狂妄的。
This is why King Solomon said that he was mad.
那在二章十二节啊。这所罗门王说：“以后的人还能够做什么呢？”
In verse 12, King Solomon said, "What can a man do, who succeeds him?"
哦，也不过行早先所行的就是了。
He can only do what has already been done.
所罗门王他的意思就是说，我就代表了所有的人。
King Solomon meant that he represented all people.
你要看人性吗？那看我。就知道什么是人性。
If you want to know what human nature is, you just need to see my example.
事实上也真的是这样子。
And this was in fact true.
在日光之下，我们每一个人都具有这三个特性。
Under the sun, every human being has these three qualities.
我们也都是智慧的、狂妄的、愚昧的。
We are all wise, mad, and foolish.
一个人可以同时拥有这三个特性。
One person can simultaneously have these three characteristics.
那这三者之间其实只是一线之差。
And there's a very slight difference between these three qualities.
当某一个特质特别凸显的时候，你就成为那样的人。
And when one of these qualities stands out, then you become that type of person.
所以当一个愚昧的人有一天他痛悔了。他所做的那些愚昧的事。
When a foolish person repents of the foolish things he has done,
以后他所做的也可以成为是做得很有智慧。
Then his future actions can be full of wisdom.
一个一向都很有智慧的人。
On the other hand, a person who is full of wisdom,
有一天他做了一个错误的选择。
They can one day make the wrong decision.
他做了所谓愚昧的事情。
They may do something that is foolish.
他就从一个智慧人成为一个愚昧的人。
And they will become, they will go from being a wise person to a foolish one.
人都具有这三个特性。
People have these three qualifications, or these three qualities.
有一部分是生来就具有的。
Some is a part of our human nature from the time of our birth.
就好像我们有些人生来就就会有某一种特别的个性。
In the same way that some of us have a certain personality from birth.
那很多时候，这跟以后我们的成长过程、我们的环境也会有关系。
This may also have to do with the environment where we grow up.
这就是为什么我们要常常 注重我们的环境，注意我们自己的灵性的培养。
This is the reason why we must be watchful of our environment and how this affects our spiritual journey.
影响我们最大的几个环境。
We should pay special attention to certain environments.
我们的家庭。
Our home.
教会。
Our church.
学校。
Our school.
我们工作的场所。
Our job.
我们平常所相处的一些人。
And the people that we spend time with.
这些都会对我们造成很大的影响。
All of these factors have a great influence on our lives.
那这些影响就会让我们这三个特性的某一点特别的突出。
These influences will draw out one of these three qualities.
这就是为什么我们要好好的经营我们的家庭，好好的经营我们的教会。
This is the reason why we must take care to build our family and our church.
有人说，一个人如果他总是处在充满着批评的环境里头，那么这一个人就会很容易去挑别人的错。
Some people say that if a person is in an environment that is full of criticism, it is very easy for him to be critical of others.
一个人如果身处在那种充满着敌对的环境里头，他就很会去跟别人争吵。
A person who is in an environment of opposition will often like to quarrel with others.
一个人如果身处在那种充满着鼓励的环境，那么这个人就容比较会有自信。
A person who is in an environment that is full of encouragement will have more confidence.
一个人如果常常处在安全的环境里头，他就容易去信任别人。
A person who is in a safe environment will more easily trust others.
一个人常常处在那种不安全的环境里头，他就容易去怀疑别人。
A person who lives in an insecure environment will easily doubt others.
一个人如果常常得到别人的信任，那么他也会自我节制，会自爱。
A person who is trusted by others will also have self-control.
所以是的，我们生来就会有某些生来就有的个性。
It is true that we have certain personalities from birth.
但是这个不是绝对的。
But this is not an absolute determinant.
我们还是能够努力的来改变那些比较负面的比较缺陷的那些个性。
We are still able to change those weaknesses in our character.
因为人都具备的这三样的特性。
Our people have these three qualities.
所以常常我们会觉得说人很难相处。
That is why we may find it is difficult to relate or interact with others.
我们常常会觉得说人很不容易去彼此了解。
We may find it difficult to understand one another.
原因就是这三个个性集中在每一个人的身上。
And the reason why we experience this is because these three qualities are in our character.
这一刹那，这一个当下，他很有智慧，他很合理。
For example, in this instant, that person is very reasonable and wise.
可能明天他就成为一个很狂妄的人。
But tomorrow, the same person could be mad.
今天以前他做的事情都很有智慧。
In the past, this person made wise choices.
突然间他做了一件最愚昧的事情。
Suddenly, they had a very foolish action.
所以当我们觉得说人很难相处，人很不容易互相了解的时候，原因就在这里。
This is the reason why we may find that it is difficult to understand or interact with others.
我们再请看回《传道书》第二章十三节。
Let us refer back to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节，我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。
13. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as light excels darkness.
十四节，智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行。我却看明有一件事，这两等人都必易见。
14. The wise man's eyes are in the head.But the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself perceive that the same event happens to them all.
那所罗门王说，无论如何啊，我们要努力的选择做智慧人。
King Solomon encourages us to try to be wise, no matter what the circumstance. 哦，
这个就好像光明跟黑暗的对比。
This is a comparison between light and darkness.
哦，一个有智慧的人，他是行走在光明里头。
A person who is wise is walking in the light.
哦，这个光明啊，就是自由，就是充满着爱。
This light is freedom and it is full of love.
哦，一个愚昧的人，他是走在黑暗里头。
A foolish person walks in the darkness.
哦，这黑暗常常代表的是啊捆绑、不自由、没有爱。
This darkness represents being bound and lack of freedom and lack of love.
哦，基本上来讲，大家都喜欢光明，不喜欢黑暗。
Generally speaking, people will like darkness, like light over darkness.
啊，但是为什么我们却会常常把自己推入黑暗里头？
But why is it that we often push ourselves into the dark side?
为什么我们人容易把自己变成是愚昧的？
Why is it that we turn ourselves into fools?
原因就是我们里头还有一个很普遍的这种缺陷。
It is because we have a common weakness.
就是我们总是很强调自我。
It is that we emphasize ourselves.
那因为强调自我，所以就变得很自私。
And because we emphasize ourselves, we become very selfish.
因为自私，所以就很容易做出一些所谓愚昧的事情。
Because of our selfishness, it is easy to be foolish in our choices.
如果生活当中充满着愚昧的事情，我们就落入黑暗里头。
If our lives are full of foolishness, it is easy for us to fall into darkness.
我们请参考《创世纪》三十一章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 27.
二十七节，拉班对雅各说：“你为什么暗暗的逃跑，偷着走，并不告诉我，叫我可以欢乐、唱歌、击鼓、弹琴的送你回去？”
27. Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs with timbrel and harp.
28节，又不准我与外孙和女儿亲嘴，你所行的真是愚昧。
28. And you do not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly in so doing.
29节，我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。
29. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad.
这28节，拉班对雅各说，你所行的真是愚昧。
In verse 26, Laban said to Jacob, What you have done is foolish.
其实雅各不只是这一件事情愚昧，他一路以来，一路下来，他做了很多愚昧的事情。
Jacob had done a series of foolish things.
当我们在看雅各所做的事情，我们有时候以两个层面来看他。
When we look at the series of foolish things that Jacob did, we look at it through two perspectives.
我们有人会说，雅各看中长子的名分，这是一个好的事情。
We may say that it was good for Jacob to desire the right of the firstborn.
引申的意义就是我们要看重我们做神儿女的这一个名分，这一个身份。
The spiritual meaning being that we must look upon our status as the sons and daughters of God with great importance.
所以这个雅各他是很努力的要去拥有这个长子的名分。
And Jacob worked really hard to get the status of the firstborn.
所以今天我们也是要很努力的来成为神的儿女。
In the same way, we should work really hard to become the children of God.
但是我们降低一下我们的层面。
But if we lower our perspective,
就看很平常的这种人的生活。
And if we look at regular lives,
这个雅各的意思就是抓住。
The meaning of the name Jacob is to grasp.
这个要抓住，就充满着所谓的自私。
This term grasping is full of selfishness.
我要抓越多越好。
The more I can grab, the better it is.
所以呢， 只有我，没有别人。
I only care about myself and not others.
哦，因为我要抓住，所以我可以用不对的手段。
And because I want to grasp it, I can use any method to do so.
哦，那当我用不对的手段，那么一定会有人受到亏损，甚至受到伤害。
When I use the wrong methods, it may cause others harm.
哦，所以雅各他整个前半生，他好像抓住很多，但是他生活得很苦。
In the first half of Jacob's life, it might look like he took hold of a lot of things, but he had to suffer for it.
虽然当他得到的时候，会有一种很大的成就感。
Even though when Jacob got these things, he might have felt great satisfaction.
但是接下来他要更加努力的来保持住他所拥有的。
But afterwards, he had to spend even more effort to hold on to what he had grasped.
哦，所以他必须要过着逃跑、害怕、与人相争的生活。
That is why he had to lead a life that was full of escape and fear and conflict.
哦，他的愚昧让他的生活充满着很多的黑暗。
His foolishness brought darkness into his life.
哦，他的愚昧让他生活里头充满着很多不必要的捆绑。
And his foolishness brought a lot of bound his life in many ways.
他的愚昧让他生活里头充满着很多不必要的受苦。
His foolishness caused him to have many unnecessary suffering in his life.
甚至到最后，他可能全部所有的都要损失。
Even to the point that he might need to lose everything in the end.
哦，这个二十九节，这个拉班说，要不是神出面，那么你所拥有的可能就在一夕之间就都没有了。
In verse 29, if it hadn't been because God intervened, then Jacob could have lost everything in an instant.
创世纪三十一章的四十节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 40.
雅各说，我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着，我常是这样。
40, there I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes.
那这样的日子，41节说，经过20年。
And in verse 41, it tells us that Jacob went through this type of lifestyle for 20 years.
那为什么他这么要受这么多的苦？
Why did he have to suffer so much?
因为他的个性，他要抓住，所以他自私。
It was because his character was desiring to grasp things and to be selfish.
所以自我、自私常常会让人的那种愚昧的那个特性凸显出来。
Being self-centered and being selfish will cause our foolish nature to to come out.
所以所罗门王说，无论如何，我们要努力的去选择智慧。
This is why King Solomon encourages us to seek wisdom.
请我们再看回传道书第二章。
Let's refer back to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
在十四节，第二章十四节的下半句话说，有一件事情，这两等人都必遇见。
In the second part of verse 14, it says that the same event happens to them all.
那到底是什么事情呢？
What is this same event?
十五节。
Verse 15.
我心里说，愚昧人所遇见的，我也必遇见。我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。
So I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, it also happens to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this also is vanity.
所罗门王说，这也是虚空。
King Solomon said, this is also vanity.
因为智慧人跟愚昧人，最后他们要遇见同样一件事情。
There is one event that both the wise and the foolish will face in the end.
到底是什么事情？
And what is this event?
十六节。
Verse 16,
智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡， 以愚昧人无益。
16. For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die? As the fool.
就是每一个人都要去面对死亡这一件事情。
Everyone must face death.
这个有很多不同方式 的这种死亡。
There are different types of death.
那也没有说智慧人他会用哪些方式死，愚昧人他一定会是有哪些方式来死。
There are no set types of death for the wise or for the foolish.
愚昧人可能生病而死。
The foolish may fall ill and die.
一个智慧人他也可能是生病，也会生病而死。
And the wise might also fall ill and pass away.
一个智慧人他可能意外而死。
The wise may have an accident and die.
一个愚昧人他也可能遇到意外而死。
The foolish can also come upon an accident and die.
所罗门王说面对死亡这件事情，他觉得这也是虚空。
King Solomon felt that death was a form of vanity.
那17节他用更强烈的字眼。
And in verse 17 he speaks even more severely.
他说所以我恨恶生命。
He said therefore I hated life.
意思就是说那我做人有什么益处。
In other words, what is the meaning of being alive?
这是一件让他觉得很矛盾的事情。
This was a very confusing for King Solomon.
这让他觉得所看见的人生让他有很多的怀疑。
He had a lot of doubts from what he observed.
他突然发现说，那人生的意义在哪里？
He was questioning the meaning of life.
他突然发现说，那人生的价值在哪里？
He was asking about the value of life.
传道书的目的就是让我们去学习知道如何来超越这个所谓的虚空。
The purpose of Ecclesiastes is to learn how to overcome vanity.
第一个结论就是那个所谓的特性它是能够改变的。
The first conclusion is that we can change this nature.
或许我们做过愚昧的事情。
We may have done foolish things in the past.
但是我们可以不永远是一个愚昧的人。
But we don't have to be a fool forever.
因为其实在我们每一个人里头也有智慧的那个特性。
And this is possible because we also have this wise quality within us.
这不是神外加给我们的，是我们他本来就给我们的。
This is not something that God adds on to us, but it is something that He had already given us.
所以第一个我们的这种所谓的个性它是能够改变的。
The first conclusion is that our character can be changed.
也就是说我们可以胜过我们的改变我们的愚昧，我们可以不永远是愚昧的。
In other words, we can overcome and change our foolishness. We do not need to remain a fool forever.
那第二个就是死亡它是可以被我们超越的。
Secondly, we can overcome death.
从圣经的查考里头让我们知道其实不是只有肉眼看得见的这一个所谓的死亡。
By studying the Bible, we know that death is not only referring to the death of the body.
很重要的是将来的归处。
Even more importantly, we must consider our future home.
生命往哪里去？
Where is our life headed?
那个才是最重要的。
That is what is truly important.
如果我们切实的知道生命往哪里去，那么我们就超越了看得见的死亡。
If we are certain about where our life is headed, then we have overcome this visible physical death.
如果我们真的觉得面对死亡，这是一件虚空的事情。
If we feel that facing death is vanity.
那么主耶稣就是我们唯一的出路。
Then Jesus is our only path.
主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said I am the way, the truth and the life.
我们的生命要往哪里去？
Which way is our life headed?
啊，主耶稣他就是方法，他就是道路。
Jesus, He is the way and He is the path.
啊，主耶稣要让我们成为义人。
Jesus wants us to become righteous.
请看诗篇一百一十六篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 116.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节。
Psalm 116, verse 15.
诗篇一百一十六篇十五节。
Psalm 116, verse 15.
在神眼中看圣名之死极为宝贵。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
这里说到，如果我们是一个义人，是所谓的圣名，那么我们的死呢，不是虚空的，不是绝望的。
If we are righteous, if we are saints, then our death is not vanity.
我们要回到神那里。
Because we will return to God.
我们要回到神为我们所准备的国。
We will return to the kingdom that God has prepared for us.
我们要去享受，享有那永远的美好。
We will enjoy that eternal goodness.
所以如何成为义人，这就成为是我们最重要的事情。
The most important task we have is to learn how to become righteous.
我们如何成为义人
？How do we become righteous？
就是借着主耶稣。
It is through Jesus Christ.
第一个，我们请看罗马书第三章。
First, let us look at Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十一节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 21.
二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
第一个，我们要被神称我们为义人。
First, we must be deemed righteous by God.
所以这里一开始就提到神的义。
This verse speaks of the righteousness of God.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Verse 22. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference.
我们如何被神称我们为义
？How are we called righteous by God？
就是这里所说的，因为相信主耶稣基督。
It is through faith in Jesus Christ.
那我们就进一步的要去查考，那如何来信耶稣
？Then we must take the next step, which is to learn how to believe in Jesus Christ.
好，我们跳过来看二十六节。
Let's skip to verse 26.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness.That he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
被神称为义，我们要靠着主耶稣。
We must rely on Jesus in order to be deemed righteous by God.
那如何成为义人
？How do we become righteous?
第二个层面，我们要让别人称我们是义人。
The second aspect is to allow others to deem us to be righteous.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
约翰一书三章第七节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节，小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
靠着神的怜悯，我们行义，那别人称我们是义人。
By relying on God's mercy and we are righteous, then we are deemed righteous by others.
从这两个层面，我们真的成为一个义人。
It is in these two ways that we can truly become righteous.
那么我们就不会像所罗门王说这也是虚空。
Then we won't face what King Solomon called vanity.
因为我们已经超越了死亡这一件事情。
Because we would have overcome the issue of death.
最后我们看路加福音十六章。
Finally, let us look at the book of Luke.
路加福音十六章二十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 27.
路加福音十六章二十七节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家里去。”
27. Then he said, "I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house."
啊，这是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This was one of Jesus' parables.
啊，这个财主呢，他不是一个义人。
This rich man was not righteous.
他没有被神称为义人。
He was not considered righteous by God.
他也没有在人的面前，他也不是义人。
He was also not considered righteous by people.
啊，所以他就在一个永远受苦的状况里头。
And he was in this circumstance of full of suffering.
啊，永远的受苦。
Which is eternal suffering.
啊，那他想到在地上他的家人。
He thought of his family on earth.
所以他希望说，那个在享受永远美好的拉撒路，能够去传福音给他的家人。
And this rich man desired that Lazarus, who was enjoying eternal goodness, would go and preach to his family.
那个亚伯拉罕跟他说，这做不到。
Abraham said that this could not happen.
拉撒路不会到你的家人那里去。
Lazarus would not go to this rich man's family.
那今天我们却可以代替拉撒路去这个财主的家人那里。
Today we can take the place of Lazarus to go to the rich man's family's house.
因为我们还活在这个人世间。
Because we still live in this earth.
有许许多多的人。他们也应该成为义人。
There are many who are to become righteous.
拉撒路不能去，我们愿意去吗
？Lazarus is unable to go, but are we willing to go?
我们必须要去。
We should go.
让更多的人成为义人。
So that more people can become righteous.
让更多的人不是像所罗门王说，这也是虚空。
So that more people will not face King Solomon's vanity.
我们一起唱诗一百四十六首。
Let us sing hymn 146.
Last verse, 最后一节。
I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, may me lie in thee, the precious son. I need thee, oh, I need thee.Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
我们特别为我们下个月的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us Pray for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们求主耶稣怜悯我们，继续带领帮助我们，让我们做智慧的人。
We ask the Lord to help and guide us so we become the wise.
如果我们偶尔做了一些愚昧的事情，我们求主耶稣原谅我们，赦免我们。
If we sometimes do foolish things, we ask Jesus to forgive us and to help us.
求他帮助我们，让我们赶快的再回转，走在智慧的道路上面。
We pray that He can help us turn back into the path of wisdom.
我们感谢他让我们能够成为义人。
Let us thank Him for allowing us to become righteous.
所以我们能够超越死亡。
So that we can overcome death.
所以我们的人生不是虚空的。
That our life may not be vain.
也求他继续带领帮助我们能够借着我们去带领更多人能够成为义人。
We pray that He will guide us and help us so that we can bring even more people to become righteous before Him.
也求他帮助我们不但被神来称义也能够在人的面前行出义来。
We ask Him to lead us in righteousness and to be deemed righteous by others.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.